Welcome back, listeners, our little insomniacs. Welcome back to our little podcast of hell.
Both of our faces after we clapped was so funny. We were both just like, I need a room.
What do I do now?
We love it.
So, goodness. You know, as always, welcome back to It's 2 a.m. We haven't done this in a long time. We haven't introduced ourselves. I'm Chad.
You don't know who we are by now. Like, you should die.
And that's Grace.
I guess if you're just joining us, we have a lot of updates, right? From the hiatus. Yes.
Do we? Do we really have all that many? Has really all that much changed?
No.
I've moved, so I'm in a different location, but I'm doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah, we are now bi-coastal.
I know.
We are now a solid couple of time zones away from each other, which is fun.
I know, it's upsetting that I'm not bisexual, because then we could be bi-coastal bisexuals.
We could be the Halsey of podcasts. Yes. Quick, Chad, go make out with a girl right now.
I don't know if I can do it.
Go back to high school right now.
Go back in the closet. Well, I am sitting in a closet at the moment, but...
I was gonna ask you that earlier. I was like, that would be rude if I asked that.
I was thinking of a good sound area. I mean, I have a lot of things on my walls, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like this is better because I have at least a spot I can set up in here to absorb some sound.
Yeah.
At least. No one wants to hear about that.
You got your little tapestry. I think everybody wants to hear about our behind the scenes.
our new setup.
Little behind the curtain for you.
I know. You get a whole... You get a whole visual of what's going on.
Nails.
Yeah, I mean, we look exactly like the little images that I drew of us.
Yeah, spot on.
Rough. Yeah. I changed my hair a little more frequently than that, but for the most part, my hair stayed the same color for a while.
Yeah, it's been your... Your Pokemon Fire Trainer look.
I mean, honestly,
gym leader,
I do feel
what
like
it's called.
I wish I was a Pokemon gym leader, but I would have to have a cooler hair thing going on because I would be a dark gym leader. So,
true. I started playing Pokemon again. Did I tell you that?
No.
I told you I bought
which one?
A vintage DS. Right?
Oh, yes, you did. Mm-hmm. Did you go back and get Crystal?
So I bought a bootleg version of Emerald on Etsy, because I am a hipster, and I've been playing it, and it's amazing, and it's the best decision I've ever made in my life.
I'm just a little confused as to what's the bootleg quality of it, like, the cartridge is bootleg?
So, I think that it's, like, as far as I can... Because nothing seems amiss, like, as far as I can tell. It's just people, like, recreate it. They, like...
Interesting.
Yeah. Or they, like, you know, bought a bunch of them back in the day and they're, like, reselling them. I can't tell.
Oh. Well, does the cartridge look like the regular Pokemon cartridge?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
it's like
there
a,
you go.
Yeah, it's like the Game Boy Advanced, like, little cartridge thing, and it works fine.
Oh, okay, so the cartridge itself doesn't look bootleg.
No.
Okay, I was thinking of something with just, like, a tape thing on it that's Pokemon Emerald.
It's got, like, a Digimon on it instead.
Yeah. Love that.
But anyway.
Oh, but today we decided to talk about, because we... You know, we always think about what we're going to talk about for you guys. We always, I mean, you hear us decide on air what we're going to talk about. And We were both, you know, watching Bly Manor, and, well, actually, you texted me and asked me if I had been watching it, and I was like, I started, I got bored, I am gonna finish it at some point,
but... I did. I finished it, and I was like, I need to talk to somebody about this, and you were the first person that came to my mind, because I figured you had seen it.
And I now have, and I also have thoughts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I guess we should start out. Now, let me preface it by saying that I have seen Hill House. I don't want to really compare it to Hill House because I, A, don't remember Hill House that much, and B, I don't know. I saw them compared a lot, and I was like, well, it is a completely separate story, so...
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't help but draw comparisons just because they're both this kind of anthological collection series, but I'm like, they are two completely separate stories. I just had to adjust from what I thought it was going to be, because I thought it was going to be a little bit scarier. Anytime they involve children, I just assume it's going to be, like, way scary, because kids are fucking creepy.
It's true.
In and of themselves.
It's true.
But,
Yeah, I definitely thought really both the kids were scary. Dead. Did you think that? I was like, both of these kids are fucking dead.
I did. Like... Oh, I thought everyone in that house was dead. I thought they were all ghosts, and they were just going out and getting random nannies to fucking come back here, drive them crazy, and kill them. That's what I thought they were doing.
Yeah, I kind of had that in the beginning. I was like, which, like, turns out to kind of be a little bit right. But, yeah, I also kind of had that thought in the beginning, and then I was like, oh, no, like once they set up that Owen, the cook, was going out to, like, visit his mother and stuff, I was like, I don't know, I feel like this is real. But, yeah, I definitely thought the kids were dead for a while.
Yeah. And kind of, well, I don't know. Everything led to that conclusion for a long time where it was like, these kids are going to be dead. But
yeah.
I don't know. Also, there was another part by the end of the series that I just got really annoyed with where I was just like, okay, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of ghosts in this house. So someone would have seen one of these ghosts at some point. Like, some other person would have seen one of these non-threatening or whatever ghosts at some point and been like, oh, there are ghosts there. But no one else seemed to know that there were ghosts other than these children. And I was very upset by that. And I was like, okay, the staff, whatever, because I'm like, they leave before sunset. Sure, I guess the only one who would see it is the nanny. Yeah. But before that, I was just like, there were other people who lived in this house, like their parents. So I'm like, so the parents had to have seen these fucking ghosts at some point, right?
Yeah, that is a good point. I think, like, I don't know, I guess it was supposed to be like, oh, like childhood wonder, like, you know, I don't know, they were trying to like make some fucking statement about childhood.
Like phantasm or something. But that doesn't even like track, because the nanny sees ghosts multiple times.
Yeah.
Not just her, but the previous nanny as well.
Right.
But also other people who were in the house at dark, like at night, also saw other ghosts as well.
Yeah. My main problem with the ghosts, which I will make this comparison to Hill House, is like, in Hill House, like the ghosts stories were very tied in very well, and like here we just had like the one ghost that had the story, and then everybody else was just kind of random like random people. Because so the other thing that I did when I like first started watching it, the very first episode, is I went online and I googled hidden ghosts in Bly Manor, because I knew that from Hill House there's like hidden ghosts that you see all the time, right? And I was like, oh, this is fun, and I don't like to be surprised, so I'm going to look this up. And
and I don't like to be surprised.
It makes it less scary for me, which, like, this wasn't scary at all, and I am a baby. Like, I am Ryan Bergara when it comes to, like, ghosts. So if I'm saying it wasn't scary, you can probably trust that it wasn't. And in the first episode, I think it is, when she first gets there, like, that plague doctor ghost, he is there a lot. Like, he is there a ton throughout the first episode. He's, like, stalking her, essentially. And that ends up being not narratively tied to anything that happens. So I'm just like, why was he following her? Like, why was he so interested in her? You know what I mean? Like, nobody had a... None of the ghosts had, like, any sort of ghostly motive. Like, and they weren't threatening at all except for... lady. And I don't know. What's her name? I don't know.
Just the Lady of the Lake, I think, is what they were coining her as.
Yeah, but she, like, the actual woman had a name, because there's that whole... First of
oh,
all...
Oh, yeah. Victoria, I want to say?
There's something like that. Can we talk about how they did a flashback episode in black and white?
I know, but honestly, that was, like, my favorite episode of the season.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Like... it was kind of reminiscent of that one Supernatural episode that's, like, all in black and white, the monster movie episode.
Oh. And it, well, that's an homage to the X-Files. That's what it was.
Yeah. Well, no, not that episode. There is an X-Files episode that I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's in a different season. I think that's in season 5 or whatever. But, no, that homage was
Supernatural pays a lot of homage to X-Files, though.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, but I think that particular one was to old monster movies, specifically.
Yes, but I'm saying X-Files also did that, so I think that they were playing off of that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Did X-Files do an episode where it was like a monster movie episode?
Yes, and it was in black and white.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
that's what I was saying. Like, it was an homage to an homage, a sense. Like, and maybe it wasn't. Maybe they were just doing it. Maybe they were just doing the same thing. We're not here to talk about Supernatural or X-Files.
Turns out Eric Kripke has never seen the X-Files ever. He's like, who's that? David Duchovny?
I would believe that it is the only show he's ever seen. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was your favorite episode.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just... Something about it. I feel like... Maybe it was because we were figuring out what was going on. So, like, I was happy with knowing, like, what the fuck was going on. But I also just really liked that episode. I don't know. I just kind of liked that episode.
I have to say, like, I really liked her, the ghost. And I think that's why I was, like, mad about the other ghosts. Is I was like, okay, you have one really great story of a ghost. And then everybody else is just, like... whatever, like a person that she killed, like, but I did love her. I love that she refused to die. That was amazing. I thought she was right the whole time, and yeah, I was like, and... yeah, she should have killed that bitch sister. That sister
exactly
had to go.
She knew what she did, and it was her time.
She absolutely knew what she did. She stole that man, and then she went up there, and she stole her dresses. I would have killed her, too. Like, bitch, take my man, don't take my dresses, okay? Thanks.
That was the one thing. He said that. He was like, I'm just trying to keep a promise.
But,
And then her ass was dead, and you know what? She deserved it.
She kind of did. Yeah, I did like her. But, like I said, I think that just... That made me mad about the rest of the ghosts. Because I was like, well, you know... Everybody else is lame in comparison, so...
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I was kind of annoyed with the whole... I feel like the thing with this season is there was, like, a whole underutilization of the ghosts. Mm-hmm. Like, they were there, but there was really just the one particular ghost of the guy who was malicious. And other than that, that was kind of it. So it was really just this kind of...
Which guy, Peter?
I guess that was his name, the tall guy?
The guy who was...
Who died?
From last season? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peter, yeah.
Yeah, it was essentially just, like, two wrapped up love stories, and I was just like, I think that's why I just got annoyed, or I really wasn't that into this season, because I didn't care for the whole, like, love story thing. I was just like, can I for once have a horror series that's literally just, like, there's nothing hopeful at the end, it's just, like, a horror series where, like, things are happening, and then we find out why they're happening, but, you know, it's just, like... Ah! Chaos. Like, you know what I mean?
I do. I don't know. I had mixed feelings about... It was, like, to me, like, the tone was too hopeful in a way. Just for, like, the rest of it. And I thought, I was like, okay, maybe they're just, like, going on a different... You know, they're just, like, trying to... have a message this season, I guess. I didn't finish Hill House, so I don't know what the message was.
Well, Hill House, the ending was... I feel like the ending is kind of, like, left up to interpretation, because some people have said, like, they never... No one ever actually got out of the house. It, like, everyone actually, like, died there and thinks that they're gone or some shit like that.
Oh.
But, I mean...
I had mixed feelings on the love stories themselves, because I didn't dislike them, but it did feel like they took precedence over, like, the rest of whatever was going on. And I was like, actually, there's a lot going on here.
And that seemed to, like, show up kind of at the end.
Yeah.
Like, there was that whole, I full on got that whole lesbian relationship was going to happen at the very beginning. I was just like, oh, this is, yeah, I see this coming a mile away. And,
well, duh, the, like, fucking Gardner walks in and she's got, like, practically, like, has a strap on. I was just like, okay.
I also was a little surprised that the fiance, like, the dead fiance was... like, just a mental ghost rather than a actual ghost. And I'm like, I mean, that's fine. I have no problems with that. It's whatever.
Sounds like,
but I find, I mean, it's kind of annoying when you have metaphorical ghosts when there's an actual ghost happening. I'm just like, I don't think we should be mixing metaphors with actuality when, like, it's like, there are for real ghosts that are out here killing people in this house, and you're just talking about, like, I have a metaphorical ghost that represents, like, you know, my gayness and my gay shame, and I'm like...
That was cool, so funny. That's great. When he died, though.
It was just like, erp. I'm like, oh, that's what that is, the weird reflection thing. But her fiance was kind of hot, though.
Was he?
I think so.
I thought the only one who was hot was the cook.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. The only man, I should say. All the women were very beautiful, but the guys, I was like, I could take or leave any of these people. Like, especially Peter. Yeah. I was like, get this guy off of my, get him off of my lawn. I don't need this right now.
I also really hated the uncle, because I was just like, why won't you just show up at the house? Like, anytime someone calls you and is like, blah, blah, about these kids, he just does not show up. And I'm just like, okay, but you're literally, like, their only other living relative. You should, there should be some sense of familial bond.
Didn't he feel responsible for their parents' death, though? And that's why
that's why he couldn't face them. But at the same time, I'm just like, at one point you would think that, like, oh, I can't face them. There's so much shame. But at the same time, I'm just like, but you're their only other living relative. And if no one else is going to be there, who else is?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And like the
maybe I just live in a realm of rationality.
Well, I also like the whole like episode with him where he had like another him that was like his alcoholism or whatever, and I was just like, okay, sure. And my thing was like, okay, if what's her name, the little girl, was really his daughter, right? Which was like one of the like big twists. I was like, why then after the mom died did you not want to go see them? Like, wouldn't that...
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm like, but then, like, they're dead, so nobody cares, so go see them. You know, like, go see your daughter. Like...
There were just so many things where I was just like, I don't understand. Again, this is... That just pisses me off because I just think about them living in that goddamn house. And even them just like, oh, we're gonna fuck under the cover of night or whatever. I'm like, so you guys never saw these fucking ghosts? Ever? You, in all that time that you were fucking and sneaking in and out of this house, you never saw one of them ghosts? Please. Please. I was so confused. Also, I was confused as to if they had just like inherited the manor, or they just like owned it because they were rich or something.
I also was wondering that. I think they just owned it because I was expecting it to be like when we had the flashback black and white episode, I was like, oh, they're gonna be related to the family, right? But no, no, they were just people.
Right. But I do think that just makes, like, me think about,
I guess,
it just makes me think about, like, when you buy a house and, you know, like, if someone dies on that property, they have to, like, tell you about it. But I think it's only if it was, like, over the last blah, blah amount of years. But the amount of ghosts that were in that house, a lot of people had died in that house. So I'm like, you know, there had to have been, like, numerous reports of people dying in this house, right?
Do you think that's only true in America, though?
I don't know. But also, even if it is, why would you not, like, do research on your house? Or at some point, you would find that out.
Okay, but to be fair, when you are in Europe, the properties are so much older that it's like, yeah, of course people have died. Like, they have lived through so much else. Like, those properties,
I
mean, are, like,
I get it,
hundreds and hundreds of years old. Whereas, like, here in America, it's like, yeah, this was built in 2006. Like, that's what we're working with here.
I get that. But it's also, like, the nature of the deaths.
I think it's just a given that people have fucking died there. Didn't that house, like, live through the plague or whatever? Like, there was, like, that whole scene where people were...
were dying there. Yeah, and again, see, here, I'm willing to go with that, where you're like, oh, yeah, the property's old, like, definitely people have died here. I'm like, sure, some old Nana has died here, or some goiter on the stairs. Whatever. Like, that makes sense. But the nature of several of those deaths that happened there, like, one of them was a priest who was there to exorcise a ghost or something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there are several of those deaths that would have, like, me as a buyer would have, like, raised a flag where I'm like, wait a minute. All right, so, like, blah, 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 these people died here in the olden days. I'm like, okay, whatever. But, you know, in the 60s, a priest died here trying to exorcise a ghost. I'm like, okay, does it... no one gonna explain that one.
No one thinks that one's weird.
And then in the 80s, there was just, like, a housekeeper who mysteriously died. And I'm like, okay.
A lot of mysterious, unexplained things going on here. Yeah, and I...
Exactly.
I also thought that they said in the flashback that, like, when they died, like, when she killed them, that they were forgotten about. And I was like...
They eventually, like, forget who they are.
Yeah. No, yeah, that part I got, because they started to, like, lose their faces. But I thought that they also, like, implied that they... were forgotten about in real life. But I don't think that's true, because then you had, like, Rebecca and Peter, so I don't know. And nobody would shut the fuck up about them, so that, I guess that's not true.
I know. They were honestly the most annoying couple.
Yeah, that was...
And I was just, like, straight.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the thing. Like, I loved Hannah and Owen, and I liked, you know, the white lesbians, but the fact that so much time was spent on Rebecca and Peter and, like, their whole messed up thing. And also, I'm like, y'all know that you're, like, role-playing as, like, children who are brother and sister. Like, is this not weird to you?
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I was just like, look, I kind of get your idea where you're just like, oh, we need to hijack someone to get out of here. But I'm like, but why not the cook and the au pair?
Yeah.
Not the children.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we're going to take the children. I'm like, that's stupid because the kids are related. What, are you going to fuck each other?
Yeah, I was also wondering that. I was like, what is their end game here? Because you can't fuck if you're brother and sister.
Like, well, you can if you have enough money.
I mean, I guess.
Have you seen Gossip Girl?
I've never seen a Gossip Girl. I've never
Hello, Upper East Siders.
They need to bring back Gossip Girl, but, like, it's haunted.
It's haunted. Gossip Girl is actually a ghost that posts your secrets.
I need that in my life. In my life.
GhostSecret.com. it's like Post Secret, right. Except for a ghost posts your secrets.
Right. Yeah, I would watch that.
Mm. That seems like a... Honestly, I just want to make like a weird... Well, I wouldn't say a parody show. How about just like a quirky series where things like that are just commonplace?
A ghost.
Did you check ghostsecret.com? Look at all the stuff they're saying about your mom sleeping with the principal. No wonder she got into prep school.
I like any setting that is, like, supernatural, but, like, nobody cares. It's just, like, commonplace.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like,
I mean, that's
in the background.
At some point, I feel like the citizens in the town and Buffy kind of got to that. Because they just straight up ignore the fact that there are people dying all the time. They're like, don't go out at night. You may literally be murdered.
And everyone was like, sure.
But, well, it kind of took place in California, so I feel like that's just, like, a thing out here.
Is that how you feel right now?
Well, no. I just feel in general.
Except we can't really go outside right now anyway, so.
Exactly.
It's kind of a...
It's a little less, kind a little of a less point. Threatening with the less amount of people who are being out there.
That is true.
That but anyway, is true.
Yeah, I think...
I kind of hated the kids.
Well, you know, they're little British kids. I mean, what is there to say about them? They're, like, little British kids.
I know. I feel like if you put British children in something, people are going to immediately hate them or something.
I did think the girl was the best actor.
Oh, you know she's Peppa Pig, right?
What?
She's the voice of Peppa Pig.
Really? Are you lying?
Yeah. No. This is true. It's 100% true. It's true.
Oh my god. I'm like crying right now.
No, it's true.
No, she's not. That's so funny. No, she's not. That's hilarious.
I mean, shout out to anyone who gets that meme that I was just mimicking, but that was
oh, God. Are you referencing that lady who does those videos?
No, the person that guy who got plastic surgery to look like Jimin from BTS.
Oh.
He's like, I go to Korea, and they're like, oh, it's Jimin. It's very funny. Oh, God. He just looks like a white woman.
Oh, God. People are crazy.
I know. I've never gotten into watching those, like, plastic surgery shows, but sometimes those types of people make me curious.
No, I can't do it. I feel like I was just talking to somebody about this too. They were talking about watching one of those, and I was like, I can't do it. Like, that does not, it doesn't interest me. It scares me. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to look at it.
I mean, okay. I mean, we can go back to the manor.
Anyway, so what part? Anyway, what? Peppa Pig. What?
Exactly.
I can't believe that. So I was going to say, what? So funny.
It was a random fact when I figured it out as well.
We love. I stan. I think I found even it out because of Twitter. That girl is my favorite person now. No, I did think she was, like, a very good actress. And then the boy, okay. I, like, wanted to punt him over the fucking roof.
I agree.
I wanted him to die. But... And then later when he was, it was obvious that he was Peter, I was like, oh, okay, I guess that makes sense. Because I also wanted to punt Peter off the roof, so.
I also just didn't like that kid's face. He had a punchable face.
Well, I think they did.
He looked like a kid.
He looked like what?
He just looked like a kid that would get bullied. Like, you know, like, school bully target face?
Sure.
He has that.
Mm. Really? I thought they did a good job of casting a kid who would potentially look very evil. Because in the scenes where he was being creepy, he was really creepy. Like, he had a very, like, Damien from The Omen vibe to him.
Sure, I got school shooter vibes, but sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, potato, potato.
Same difference.
Creepy white kids are creepy white kids, okay? Let's just all agree.
Can I get an amen up in here? No, what I was going to say about Flora that pissed me off was in the very beginning when the au pair asked her about those fucking dolls and she was just like, oh, what's up with these? And she's like, oh, those are just dolls, silly. And I was like, don't fuck with me. I would have said that. I would have put that doll down. I would be like, look here.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me, you little bitch. I know for a fact these are not just dolls.
I know these are
because
ghosts.
All of...
I know these are fucking...
They were all different. They were all specifically different, and they were all in very specific places. I'm like, that is weird.
Yep.
Why?
Yep.
Why is that? Especially when she had that one, and she was just like, we don't put her in here. She stays over there.
Why was, like, she under the dresser? I didn't understand that at all.
That was the Lady of the Lake, where she just stays in the water.
Yeah, but why was she under the dresser? Like, she could have, I don't know. She could have had her somewhere else. I don't know. It was weird.
I guess the dresser was supposed to represent the lake.
The lake, I guess, yeah. Yeah, that was, it was funny. Like, how, like, naive, what was her name? Danny was. Because I was like, that's obviously the ghosts. Like, that's, haven't you seen any horror movie? Like, those are the ghosts. Those are the ghosts.
I guess it was the 80s or whatever. She was a Floridian as well, so.
Oh, was she from Florida? That's so funny.
I believe she said that or something. I was like, why do I feel like her accent's, like, from somewhere like Florida?
I thought her accent was supposed to be a little bit Midwestern.
I thought at first, but I was like, no, it feels like middle of fucking nowhere. But also suburban at the same time. Like, there's a mall, but
see,
they don't live well.
If she was if she was from Florida moving to England, she would have been wearing like 50 coats. I'm sorry. That is a drastic change in weather. You don't just do that.
Maybe she was from the upper portion or something.
If she was from Florida, she would not have owned a sweater. Like, that's just, that's just not realistic.
She's like, I only own bongs.
I only own two bikinis.
That would have really gotten that gardener's attention.
Although, I guess she was a lesbian, so.
That's what we needed. We needed her to be, like, a full-on slut. I wish the Au Pair would have been like that. Just because I feel like they don't do those characters anymore, where I'm just like, especially because in horror movies they always die first, so what if they would have stuck around? I'm like, I want to see what happens when the select character gets to have, like, gets to be the final girl as well.
Why don't you write it, Chad? Why don't you write it yourself?
I'll call it the final whore.
Everybody in the whole script is a whore, regardless of gender.
Yes. Every single one. Everyone has slept with at least 50 people.
And then there's one virgin, and they die first.
Yes. They're being sacrificed at this party.
Loves it. Yeah, you do sacrifice. Yeah, I guess. I wouldn't know.
I have been craving, like, a 70s movie. Mm. Honestly, I've been saying that because I'm like, I feel like every time they do these freaking period pieces, they're like in the 60s or 50s or somewhere where oppression is like deep. So I'm just like, why are we like listfully drifting backwards that way? Like, why can't we go to the 70s where at least we're like fun things were happening and segregation was over? Like, hello.
At least like revolutions were like kind of getting started.
Exactly.
You know, like, people...
The sexual revolution, civil war. People
were, like, yeah, people were, like, kind of standing up for their rights. There was a song, there was, you know, that song about it, even.
Fight for your right to party?
No.
Which was not in the 70s.
That's the 90s. no, it's the, is it Bob Marley? That was the 60s.
I have no idea.
Where it's like, get
You've
up,
lost me.
Stand up, ba-da,
see, you said... Now I'm thinking of that jump around song from the 90s, because you say get up, stand up, and I'm like, come on, throw your hands up.
Jump around, jump around. Jump up, and get down. We don't have the rights to any of those songs, so...
Well, at least we're not playing them. We're just singing them.
Badly.
You can't see
badly,
me. It's a cover.
I might add.
I feel like... I'm trying to remember anything else from this season that I... is a real takeaway. I just was very... Again, I kept drawing comparisons to the original or the first series, so I just was expecting to be scared, and then when they were like, oh, it takes place in Britain and it was an old-ass house, I assumed it would be, like, scary shit just because of, like, older houses, so there should be, like, more history or something there.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I liked that black and white episode where we went into the past, because I was like, well, I was kind of interested in the history, and at least it was something that I feel like I don't usually get. Maybe because I recently watched, like, Sleepy Hollow as well, it kind of...
The movie.
Was a little it was a little reminiscent of that as well.
The film.
So, yeah. I had a reminiscent moment.
That's a good one. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I think my favorite episode was the one about Hannah, where they kind of, like, you kind of, like, got from her perspective to see, like, what the fuck was going on with her. Which, like, I guessed that she was actually dead, but then, I don't know, like, I guess it was a good reveal that, like, she's just kind of, like, bopping around. But I was like, okay, then, wait, how is she the one ghost that isn't a ghost? That also confused me. But I also, like, bought it because I was like, she's just great, so I buy this.
She can do whatever she wants because she's Hannah.
She can do whatever she wants. Even defy.
I don't know.
Death.
It was... There were just a lot of very confusing things with that in general, but, I mean, for the most part, I feel like they tried to keep with a certain quality of, I mean, because, you know, like, in the first season, I feel like the ghosts kind of haunted the people rather than the place, per se, because when they left, they still kind of saw the ghosts.
Yeah. Which was a terrifying concept, like... You know what I mean? Like, that was part of what was good about it. Like, that that concept that was so scary. That even when you leave a place that's haunted, you're still going to be haunted. Which, like, kind of happened at the end of this one, but less so.
I mean, she was, like, possessed.
Yeah, so, essentially.
That's a little different. Like, an actual possession is different than a haunting. And then she's... I'm just saying in general.
Thanks for your expertise.
Hi, I am an expert, a ghost paranormal expert.
This is our show now. Yeah, can we talk about that ending, though?
What, where she just drowns herself?
No, where it was like... It's like they were at the wedding. Okay, first of all, okay, here's my question. So it's the whole thing is predicated on she's like telling this story, right? And it's the gardener. So,
oh my god, how did we get through this whole thing not talking about the narration?
There, because it was barely there. It was very sparsely used.
In and out.
Yeah, it was very...
I hated it. That's why I was just like, ugh, just don't do it.
It was very in and out. they just wanted Carla, what's her name, in there. Which I don't know that I love the whole, like, bringing back the actors thing. I don't know that it really... I don't think it worked. Like...
I don't either. It was kind of weird.
Yeah. It just seemed like it was like, oh, here they are. It's like, okay. Like, great. But here, so she's telling this whole story, right? So was she making up names for everybody so that they wouldn't know? Like, that was that really Flora getting married? Or... Also, it didn't seem like...
I don't know. See, that's...
Like, the ages didn't match up at the end when they, like... They were like, oh, these people aged up the whole time? And I'm like... First of all, they don't look anything like the past actors. Like, at all. And... Yeah. I was confused.
Yeah. I was very confused by that. So, I got to the point where I was just like... I was trying to understand whether or not she was just drawing parallels between... It got to... I don't even know, like... Because at the end, I was like, was this just, like, a full-on fake story that she made up just from the people who were in the room? Or were they just drawing parallels from those people that she knew in her past life? And I was like, well, that wouldn't make sense either.
Like...
So...
Yeah, I got the impression that it was supposed to actually be them, because, like, when the lesbians meet up with Owen, like, at some point later, they're like, he tells them, like, oh, I saw the kids, and they don't remember anything. So, which, like, how do you not remember that happening as a kid? Hello.
Exactly. I'm like, traumatizing.
That's all I would think about for the rest of my goddamn life.
That's grade A childhood trauma that haunts you for the rest of your life. Literally. Like, hello.
And so, like, I was like, okay, so that is supposed to be them, but the ages didn't make sense. Like, it looked like the kids were then in their early 20s, mid-20s, but then everybody else was, like, super old. Like, I don't know. It's, I don't know.
It didn't
work.
And at the same time, I was just like, okay, but wouldn't they know that they were being told their own story? Like, yeah. Even if the two kids didn't remember, everyone else would be like, oh, I know this story.
Well, I think they implied that Owen and the uncle understood that it was that story. I don't know. I think that, like, I did enjoy it for the most part because I liked the characters, and I wasn't really, like, you know, in it for, like, the plot. So I wasn't really looking for it to be, like, a masterpiece. So I did enjoy it, and then truly that end just lost me. Like, it fully, I was like, why are we doing this? Why?
Yeah. Did you at that point, it got that? Like, it got kind of convoluted to the point where they were just trying to like. There was a certain part with this particular series where I felt like they had too many episodes. It should have just been. I feel like it should have just been like six or seven episodes.
Yeah, maybe.
Because at some point it felt like they were like vamping because they were like, they ran out of things and they had like a certain number of episode, like an order they had to fill. And I'm like, okay, but.
Maybe, yeah.
Why?
Maybe they.
Yeah.
Netflix was like, here's this many episodes. And they were like, well, we want to tell this story, but that's not long enough. Let's make stuff up. I don't know. I do think that, like, in general, like, because my problem with Hill House, I like that I said I wasn't going to compare it to it, but my problem with that is I, like, truly hated everybody and didn't really care what was happening to them, but I thought it was good, and I kind of felt the opposite with this one, where I was like, I really like these characters. I wish they were in a better story. That's kind of how I felt.
Yeah. I mean, if they do another iteration of this, like, what would you be looking for?
What, like, another series, or...
Yeah, like, one more iteration of this, or something like that. What would you think... What would you be looking for?
Well, clearly they have to have lesbians in every one, because they did... They did in Hill House, and they did in this one. So, clearly something's going on there. I don't know. It's a good question. I would set it somewhere totally random. Make it about I don't know. I was gonna say, like, a more interesting family, because I do like the family concept, but I didn't like the actual characters of the family in Hill House. But It is, you know, a good horror story. It, like, because you are tied to these people in a very inextricable way. So it's a good, like, setting for horror. But I just think they need a more interesting family. Maybe, like, a, you know, like, a grandma and her granddaughter, or, like, an aunt and her niece, and something, you know, like, something quirky like that, where it's,
more like a different kind of family dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've done the fucking abandoned parents thing now, so we don't need to do that ever again.
And this one, like, this one kind of had, like, a found family vibe to it, which I liked. You know, kind of like a mishmash family thing. So I feel like they could kind of continue that trend if they're going to do another one, and they could, but, you know, just make it a little bit more of, like, a layered story, I guess. Something that has a little bit more.
I mean, if they do another season, what I honestly want is, I want them to just, like, do a whole season where we're just, like, finding out how the ghosts ended up in that house.
Right. So no present day people, or?
No, I think it should just be about the, like, actual house. So it could start, like, with a... Here I am, just writing the fucking season. So it could just start with, like, a realtor or whatever trying to sell a house or whatever, and them talking about the provenance and whatnot, and then she can go into, like, the previous owner, and then we could follow, like, the first episode would be about the previous owner and how they got haunted by that previous ghost, and we can just go back kind of like that, like, that ghost from that ghost to that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
It would be a very easy way to, like, navigate through the season.
Yeah, that's true. It would be, I mean, narratively, it would be a good way to, like, tell a ghost story.
I know, but I was also thinking about, like, but the amount of actors you would have to have for that. I'm like, to, like, almost have almost completely isolated episodes where you're only paying those actors for that episode versus several episodes.
I think, well, then they could reuse their other cast that they like to do, and then they could bring in more interesting people, like they did this season. I think if they did do that, it would be cool. Like, instead of, like, they're just isolated episodes, like, there would be something that would need to, like, tie these stories together other than just the house. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're, like, some sort of link that's, like, bringing these people to this house, you know? Like, some other... Because then, then it's just, like, I don't know.
Well, the link could be, like, why they're getting trapped there in the first place. Which was kind of like what they did with
this season.
Because I don't remember in Hill House if they, like, specified why the ghosts were there. They were just kind of, like, there.
No, yeah.
Like, it was just, like, an evil place that wanted to eat people, essentially. That was really what it was. It was just an evil house.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't finish that season, so I don't know if there was ever really an explanation.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, it is fine.
Because it's kind of like Amityville. It's like Amityville Horror, because I recently just watched that, too, and that's essentially what that is. It's just an evil-ass house that likes to eat.
I think what would be cool, too, if they did another season, would be a town instead of a house. So, like, more of, you know, like, more of, like, a small town vibe that's haunted, and there's, like, multiple things of hauntings going on in this town. And we could...
So Nancy Drew?
Mm-hmm. You know... Yeah. Oh, God. Just bring back Nancy Drew on the CW.
It's coming back for another season.
Thursdays at 8. I don't know if it's that time.
I don't either. But that sounds about right.
Doesn't it?
It sounds like it would fill that Thursday slot.
Because then you could still have the, like, fish out of water, like, story coming to a new town, but it's haunted. And Carla Gugino could be the mayor. There you go. Great. I just wrote it. Netflix, pay me. But yeah. That's that. Those are my thoughts. I did like the lesbians. I'm very mad that I don't have a brunette girlfriend that I can be them for Halloween with. But other than that, I have no thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, overall, the love story between them was fine. I was like, sure, whatever. I really wanted... For once, I was rooting for a heterosexual couple, but it was because they were both brown.
Oh, so. Absolutely! Oh, they were the more interesting couple by far, like by a long shot. They were much more interesting. But I was like, you know what? I like that we've gotten to the point where we have queer representation. That's kind of boring. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, great. They're just there, and we're all just more interested in this other couple.
But at the same time, would we have been more interested in them if they were brown?
Maybe. It depends.
Good questions.
It depends. We'll find out next season on the spookiness of Forestal Village.
Is that the working title?
That's an actual place that's near me, so.
Oh, wow. Love that. So, what do you think we should do next time?
Yes.
I honestly was hoping that fucking Sabrina would be out so that we could do that, but...
It's not coming out tomorrow?
No.
They're not dropping it like Beyonce?
No, it's coming out at the end of the year. Literally the last day of the year.
Gotcha. Rip. Thanks a lot for that.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Please. There's a million things we could do. You should watch Evil.
I know.
Evil is pretty good.
It's just a movie, right?
No, it's a series.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, sure. I'll get around to watching that. I'm always looking for something else to watch because I'm trying to distract myself from watching, I guess, continuing to watch Supernatural. Especially yeah, well, since I've gotten to the boring parts.
This one has demons, so you can kind of, you know, it's fine. It'll kind of be like the same track.
Yeah, I mean, I love that kind of shit.
Totally.
I'm all for a Supernatural series.
Yeah, and it's got Luke Cage in it, and I think there's a couple things we could talk about in it, for sure.
Oh, yeah, and how it's made for network TV. Because I'm just remembering it's a CBS show.
Yes, and I have thoughts on that. And I was like, oh, this explains a lot.
Like, after you explained it to me, I was like, what show? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the CBS show.
I did not realize that. I thought it was on Netflix. But anyway, yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Heenies. Well, anyways, as always, thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, guys, and have a blessed Halloween, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.